Thank you for tuning in to Z-Code Sports Betting Podcast. Let the show begin.
Welcome back to our show, guys. Today, I have something special for you. Meet Stuart, one of the first Z-Code experts that joined us many, many years ago. Since then, he has become one of the most profitable and respected experts on the Z-Code System website. He is regularly sharing his tips, knowledge, and live bets with the Z-Code community, helping you win more money. Let's dive deep into his insights on how to find an edge on soccer betting and horse racing. So, without any further ado, meet the one and only Stuart.
Hey, Stuart. How are things? As far as I know, you are based in the UK. Could you give me a little elaborate version of your background and the origins of your betting career?
Sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I live in the UK, in the northwest of England. So I'm 33. I live somewhere in between Manchester and Liverpool. Okay. In terms of my background, I've always been into sports, really. I'm a big Man City fan. I've been going to watch them since I was about 7 years old. So always been into football. Played plenty of sports in my time as well, from football, squash, badminton, rugby. A real playing passion, though, is tennis. I'm out on the court two or three times a week, probably.
All right.
Never quite managed to master the betting side of tennis like you, Jake, but I'll just follow you guys on that one. In terms of my kind of betting career, that really started, as I guess most of us did, looking to try and make a little bit of extra money. Nice, fun way of doing it as well in terms of things we know with sport. Started following various tipsters, trying different things myself. None of those really worked out too much. And then came across Z-Code in 2012, not long after I think it started. I think it was one of the early days. And that really changed everything for me. That brought the professional angle to it. Learned massive amount from the guys on Z-Code about analysis, about consistency, money management, and really that proper professional angle to it. And that changed a lot for me. I kind of followed people really for a long time on Z-Code. Found my first niche, if you like, in terms of horse racing and investing on that. Got a bit of a family link in terms of one of my members of my family runs a stable yard. I've always been interested in the horses. Found my little angle there to start with in terms of my own betting. That takes an awful lot of work, though. A lot of analysis, a lot of background on horses, jockeys, courses, form, weather. There's so much that goes into it. So it is a lot of work, that. So kind of more recently, I've been focusing on football and also volleyball, actually, which is a whole other story. But yeah, particularly on the football, and that's where my kind of watching passion has always lied, and always had an interest in the betting side of football as well.
So you mentioned horse racing there, and that's it's very interesting because you're looking at I don't know 12 horses per race or more. It's a completely different ballpark. I mean, the amount of analysis that goes into horse racing is immense in comparison to, for example, a football match or a tennis match. You are the go-to man when I can basically ask this question. And could you tell us what analysis do you have to do to predict the outcome of a horse racing event, for example? Well, not predict, but like, you know, there are ways to evaluate the options.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I say, an awful lot of analysis, really. Like you say, there's anywhere between kind of 5, 12, 20 horses in each race. There's, I don't know, if you look at across the world, hundreds of horse races a day, which gives massive opportunity for us. And obviously, I've had some reasonable success with it myself, and there's other guys on Z-Co doing the same. But it is a lot of analysis. Obviously, you've got to check out the form of every horse, how they've been running in recent races, the length of the race, the style in terms of hurdles, fence jump, or flat racing. You've got to check out the form of the jockey. And then there's all the stuff that's all the statistical kind of side of it that you can get online. You can, there's lots of tools to do that, but it comes down to, as in any sport, I suppose, but I think probably even more so in horse racing, comes down to an animal at the end of the day and a person sat on the back of it doing the business in the race, and that's incredibly unpredictable. So, for me, horse racing, lot of analysis and trying to find an angle where you can find the value in each bet, and then that's kind of been my focus throughout all my betting, really, is finding the value. And that's either comes from the price is better than the chance of winning, or we've got a more chance of winning by betting on a slightly different market. So a lot of my more recent horse racing bets were focusing on things like the place markets. So It doesn't rely on the horse coming first and winning the entire race. It needs to come in the first two, three, four horses. So you get have a bit more of a chance that if something doesn't go quite right, then you've got another chance. And as long as the balance between that chance of winning and the odds of the bet work out okay, then that's normally a good option.
Right, so you mainly focus on the UK horse racing as far as I remember, but have you ever tried betting on the US horse racing as well, or any other sort of countries where horse racing is a bit different?
Yeah, I've dabbled in all of them, really, particularly Australian and US racing tends to have more opportunities. There's less, certainly for me sat in the UK, there's slightly less information on the horses in those races. Both in terms of the statistical side of it and the human angle of it, if you like, in terms of other information that's going on. So they're slightly more difficult to do. What I tend to focus on in those is the shifts in the odds during the betting. Because quite often the people on the ground will have a better idea of which horse is looking better, which horse has got more of a chance. So if you can watch the markets a little bit more. If you see a horse dropping very quickly in the odds, that's potentially got a chance of winning, means normally somebody knows something and is putting a decent amount of money on it. We talk about line reversals a lot in Zcode, that kind of, they call it more of a steamer in horse racing, but that kind of drop in the odds is normally a good indication that something is going on and that horse has got a decent chance. So quite often in those other countries' markets, I'll use that as a guide and try and follow on the back of those, and that works to some extent. It's sometimes a bit hit and miss in all horse racing, really, but particularly following odds markets, because they can move for all sorts of reasons, not necessarily just because it's got a better chance of winning. So being consistent with that kind of thing is quite tricky sometimes. And again, more recently, I've found the consistency coming from more of the football betting than the horse racing.
Yeah, so mentioning the football and volleyball, walk us through it. What changed, and how does it work for you now?
Yeah, I mean, the shift really for me was partly just a balance between the amount of time I've got to give to these kind of things. And I'm not yet in the fortunate position of being able to, that betting is my career. So I've got a day job as well that I have to go and do. So I've got only a limited amount of time. So for me, it was a balance between the amount of analysis that goes into horse racing, the consistency and the profits that could be made there, versus slightly less heavy workload of analysis with football and volleyball, and the profit and particularly the consistency that I've been able to get betting on those. So that's really where my shift has come from, in terms of just I can get more return for my time, if you like, from focusing on the football and volleyball. And really that's I mentioned the word value earlier. That's been my focus in terms of my approach to those as well, of finding what is a strong bet already, and finding maybe a slightly different angle on it, a different market to take that gives us better odds or a better chance of winning. So you see a lot of my bets on football particularly are for a team to win be winning at halftime. Mm-hmm. So quite often there'll be very strong favourites that you're getting odds of 1.2-ish to win the game. Now we can invest in those all day long and you'll win quite a lot of them, but with sport there's always the chance that you don't. So my kind of take on that is find another way of getting slightly more value, slightly better odds out of that same team at similar kind of bets. And actually that'll increase our return there. So a lot of the time I'm looking for very, very strong favourites that quite often score a few goals. They'll easily beat the other team. So therefore they should be winning at the half-time point. And quite often on a team where you're probably getting 1.2 odds for the win, you can get 1.7, 1.8 or better for the half-time win, and job's done. And even you sometimes get a slight bonus where that team might be doing well at half-time, they might be winning, we've cashed our bet, and then they end up not winning the game. So we get a slight double angle on that one as well.
Yeah, so you sort of gave us the formula, but I will still ask you if you can elaborate a bit more. What's the special sauce in your system for football?
Yeah, so I mean that's certainly part of it, of looking for that slightly different market. Quite often it is the half-time win, or a half-time full-time, which is a slightly different stance on that. But again, just looking for that better odds on that same team winning. That's the approach, really, and I apply that to a lot of scenarios. The other angle that I look for in football, and this is where the volleyball comes into it as well, is that statistical analysis. Being from that horse racing background, I'm used to analysing a lot of statistics, a lot of information. And the other side of the football bets that I often do is where there's just overwhelming statistics that are certain. Outcome is going to happen. So you'll see some of the other bets I take are for a team to score one or two goals in a half or over a certain amount of goals in a match. And that is based on statistical analysis, really, of what teams are going to score lots of goals, and then looking for that slightly better angle to get us better odds. Again, similar scenario. If you've got very, very strong teams, very high scoring, you'll often get odds of 1.2 to 1.4 for them to score one goal in the first half, but actually they'll probably end up scoring two, three, even four goals in that first half. So finding that balance of getting those better odds, that often for over 1.5 goals in a half is closer to even odds, which obviously gives us a much better return. Obviously you won't win as many doing that. But if you find the right games, then they keep the winning percentage high, then you're onto a winner with that. That kind of analysis, again, comes into the other type of bets I've been doing with half-time draws, particularly certain leagues. A ridiculous percentage of games end up being the draw at half-time. They tend to be low-scoring leagues, lots of not many goals scored, very tight games between the teams, and at the halftime point they often end up in a draw. So looking for those statistics, those real angles on, there's an overwhelming reason to go with that outcome, and making sure the odds are good enough that an average winning percentage will give us a return is where that comes from. And that's really the view on the volleyball as well. I haven't really bet on volleyball much in the past. I barely even watch much volleyball, but I stumbled across very strong statistics that I think produce some decent results in terms of looking at strong favourites in volleyball, and looking at what the total for the game might be. And actually, if a favourite is going to win really well, then it's probably going to be low scoring. Obviously, you then got a balance between what are the odds, what's the over under line, and finding the right selections there. But that's another angle that I found in volleyball. Like I say, it's not my specialism at all, but just on that statistical analysis and testing that, found some really good results. So yeah, combination of those seems to be working well.
I can see you doing a lot of live betting lately as well, which is one of the things that I was emphasizing on in Z-Code when I first joined. That's when the live betting room was developed and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, you sort of stepped into that holy grail, I would say, and you start making a lot of money from it. So tell us, what's the difference in analysis that you do for live betting, and how does it differ from pregame bets and yeah, is it more profitable for you as well?
It's a bit of a mix, really, on the live betting. Probably two angles to it. One will be I've identified a game pre-match that I want to invest in, but the odds aren't quite good enough pre-game for me to want to risk the money on those kind of odds. So I'll wait for a live bet if the game's going the right way and we haven't had the result yet. Then if the odds are right, I'll jump in at that point. So that's the first reason that I'll sometimes wait until a live bet. The other one is, again, the normally a game I've already identified to look at that may not be as strong as one of the pre-game investments that I'll do, but I'll wait and see how a particular team is doing. Particularly for kind of half-time wins, this generally is where I jump on these. If a certain team that I was leaning towards initially but wasn't quite as good is suddenly doing really well in the game, loads of shots on target, loads of attacking, really, really dominating the game, then I'll jump on that investment as well. So it gives those couple of angles, really. One, the opportunity to see how a team is actually doing in the game, because as in any sports, we've said, anything can happen, really. You never quite know. So it gives you that opportunity to see how they're doing on the pitch and jump in when you see the right opportunity, and also allows if the game's going the right way, then to jump in and get better odds on certain outcomes as well.
All right. So what sort of tools do you use generally to analyze the matches?
For me, it's a lot of statistical analysis on how teams have performed in recent games, their positions in the league, how many goals they score, what results they get at halftime. So it's a lot of online resources, the likes of Flash Score, Soccerway, that have endless history of games and statistical analysis on those kind of things. And on the horse racing, again, similar statistical analysis. Quite often the bookmakers have a lot of good information on those, and particularly Betfair is kind of focused on horse racing to some extent. So take advantage of what they're giving us as well, and using those tools to analyze things.
I know what's going on in the UK with the political sort of instability when it comes to betting. The Labour Party is pushing for the bookmakers to be more just implying a lot of rules on them, the taxation and all that stuff. How do you feel like it's affecting the market? Do you feel like you're getting worse odds, and in general, are the bookmakers changing in a way?
I don't think we've seen that filter through too much yet. I don't think it's affecting the odds particularly. I think the bookies are still doing the same kind of offers that they do to entice new customers. And one of the other things I've done in the past is something called match betting, which is taking advantage of those offers and betting both sides to get a result out of that. So that's always handy to make a bit of risk-free money from that kind of thing. And that doesn't seem to have slowed down too much particularly. I think that the bookies, there's been a lot of mergers between the firms, and quite often that can help in some ways, because you get bigger firms being able to offer better offers, better odds. They're developing the tools more, so you get more live games, you get more information on the games in play. So sometimes that helps, but then on the other side of it, if there isn't as much competition, then they're not driving the odds as much. They're not giving you the same kind of offers. So I don't think we've seen too much of that government pressure come through, and hopefully we won't. I mean, we've got plenty of people on Zedco from around the world who are probably very jealous of the wealth of bookmakers that we've got to choose from in the UK, and the different options that we've got. I know from in other places around the world, they're much more limited on the opportunities that they've got. So hopefully that's not going to be the way that we go in the UK.
Yeah, it's funny because when I was living in the UK, and I was always comparing it to Ireland, where I'm originally from, it's just funny because here in Ireland, we have a pub on every single corner of the street. And in the UK, it's similar, but you have bookmakers on the every single high street, I suppose.
Yeah.
And it's even more common in the cities outside of London, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking of bookies, what bookies do you generally use for your betting?
For me, the big two really, just based on the range of leagues, the amount of different games that they've got, are Bet365 and Betfair Sportsbook. Like I say, they have most of the games and leagues that you could ever really want to invest in, and lots of live opportunities as well. Like I say, we're in the UK, we're very lucky to have a lot of different options, and many of them are good. But those are the two that I tend to focus on, and I think people will be able to find most of the investments that I make through those two.
Mm. So, yeah, just to wrap things up, we're getting to the last questions. It's going very fast, actually, because you speak a lot and you say, say things very fast as well. But it's great. It's very educational.
Good.
Good. Yeah, the question I have is, have you got any memorable investment that you've made before? It doesn't have to be, you know, a crazy amount of money that you won, but something that is stuck in your memory.
Lots really, but one reasonably recent one worked out very well was an investment in a game on Celtic in football in Scotland. I think we had a reasonable amount of money on it, not a huge amount, and they ended up scoring the winner, I think, in the 97th minute of the game, so well into injury time. And that was maybe a little bit lucky, but very, very, very good win anyway. But for me, it's more about the consistency and the everyday wins rather than one big win or one really memorable win.
Yeah.
Building that bank up, building that investment up, and getting a good return from it. I think one of the big things that I learned through Zcode and from some of the old members of Zcode when I first joined was the importance of managing your money, managing your investments.
Oh yeah.
From a couple of ways, really. One, from being careful and not getting carried away and losing lots of money, and also from finding a way of making the bets work in the best possible way, through things like progressions. We're in the baseball season at the moment, that's obviously very, very profitable there. The one that I have adopted is something called the set monthly income system, which kind of has a certain amount that I'm aiming to make, splits that down into a number of different levels, and that's what I'm aiming to make from each bet. And then if I happen to lose one, that loss gets split over a number of different bets, and I slowly recover that. Mm. And then that, with a reasonably high winning percentage that thankfully my system has managed, that works really well and gives me that consistent profit, that consistent income, and means that I'm not risking too much each time. I'm not chasing losses massively, but gives me that consistency. And I think having an approach like that as well keeps that professionalism. It's very easy to get carried away with so many opportunities, so many tips coming from all over the place to try and bet on everything, or to chase and look to recover anything that you might have lost from a previous bet. Mm. Whereas having a real structure to it, having a proper approach and treating it like an investment. Mm. Then I think that's really helped me over the years, and something that I definitely learned from being with Zcode.
So money management, are there any figures? What I mean by that is the people who inspired you to manage your finances in such a way.
A lot of the guys on Zcode, I think, certainly from the old days, Johnny Marr introduced that particular system that I've been following in terms of money management to us back in the early days of Zcode, and certainly a lot of the other guys who are really, really consistent, really professional, on the site. Just that the inspiration really of the consistency that they get and how professional they are and all of that. So lots of people really.
All right, you mentioned Johnny Ma. I just admire him as well because he contributed a lot. Yeah, so just the last question. Do you run any other systems at the moment? Are you working on anything in specific?
A couple of little ones really on kind of other sports that I've been that I've got an interest in. In my part of the world, rugby league is a very big thing. So I quite often go and watch the games there. And I've made a few investments so far and working on a system with that. Largely again focused on the favourite kind of teams and finding a good angle on those. But I think that's the only one I've been working on at the minute. Really just focusing on the consistency of the current systems, improving those little by little if there is any tweaks to be made and just enjoying it really.
All right. And on that bombshell, we are going to end here. Thank you so much for your time, Stuart. I really appreciate it. And I wish you best of luck.
No worries. Thanks, Jake.
Best of luck. Thank you. See you. Bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to our Z-Code Sports Betting Podcast, where insider systems, secrets, and tools are revealed to help you win on sports betting. If you have a comment or question, make sure to visit us at www.zcodesystem.com. Download our free sports prediction tools and join our VIP club to follow winning systems from people who make a living betting sports professionally. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. See you next time.